Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
And let's get up to date with this.
Top 6 at 6.
Matt sent us his own top 6 at 6.
I played it.
Did you?
In perfect time.
Well done.
Nice.
Matthew's not with us today.
No,
it's a very
I don't
sad
mean that he's passed away.
No. He's just, no, he's just not in the studio
home.
With us.
He's pouring moisturiser into his legs.
Yeah. It's a very sad top 6 at 6.
Let's
do you want to
hear it?
Ready?
Top 6 at 6.
Oh, that's. He doesn't sound right.
That's such a WFH.
Has anyone checked? Has anyone asked him if he's okay?
I spoke to him earlier. He's okay.
Yeah, I did too. He's fine. Yeah,
I refused to speak to him.
We've noticed. That's why we had to.
Till he comes into work and does his job.
Oh, he's going to be so nervous.
So he should be.
Geez, he really missed making the coffee, though. He makes a great coffee in the morning.
I mean, there's plenty of blokes can make a coffee, you know what I'm saying? Number
one. They don't
all
wear shorts.
Top 6 at 6. Paul Gallant's career could be over after sickening knockout. Right. I knew that was happening, but I didn't follow it.
Yeah, I didn't follow it either. TKO.
TKO.
Apparently it was a very gutsy effort. We'll cover it.
He
in
also
the back
had
page.
A broken rib.
Did he?
Most of the fight?
In the second round.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's tough.
Yeah.
Number 2, Victorian ski field operators furious at devastating COVID test rule.
Yeah, that does seem pretty onerous.
Yes. Well, I mean, you're relying on a lot of people's honesty as
That's
well,
right.
aren't
yeah.
you? That's
right, yeah.
So the rule is now if you want to go to the snow, you've got to have a COVID test before you head up there.
And you have to prove it too, I think, before you get to the mountain.
Yes.
It wouldn't just be honesty.
I wouldn't have thought
so. No, you have to show the test, Maybe that's why the testing was so busy yesterday.
Apparently it thrives. Thrives in the cooler climes. Mm. Number 3, silly old bugger panned in ageism crackdown. What's that about?
They're saying that ageism is a real thing and you shouldn't use terms like silly old bugger, old dear, old fogey, things like that.
God almighty, the world has gone mental. I tell you what, we're not going to be able to talk soon. Honestly, you can't say anything about anyone under 30.
We're not going to have a show.
It's like the end of the world if you tell a 25-year-old to pull their finger out of their date.
What was it you said the other day, Will, about the survey that baby boomers are the ones that complain the most out of anyone?
They're actually the most sensitive
age group.
Yeah,
they're the most sensitive age group. So.
But Marty's not a baby boomer.
I'm not a baby boomer,
no. I'm
the product of a baby boomer.
He's an X.
I'm an X.
We're both X's.
We're X's.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. It's not millennials that are the issue.
All right.
We're actually really hard workers. Except for Matt.
Well, not all the millennials are here today.
No. One's home on the couch.
Harvey Weinstein at number 4 holds his head in his hands on finding out he'll be extradited to LA to face further sexual assault charges after the judge rejected his attempt to stay in New York.
I'd forgotten that he'd got a 23-year sentence.
Oh, yeah, he's doing big time.
I knew he was in jail, but it's a long time.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got COVID in jail.
Did he?
Yeah.
Very at the start, I think.
He did. Oh. He had COVID and he had the tennis balls on the end of his walking frame. Do you remember that footage?
I don't remember that footage.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tennis balls stuck on the legs of his walking frame.
He looked very frail.
Didn't he?
Making his way up.
Big fall from grace for Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a pig.
Yeah.
Number 5, Tokyo Olympics athletes will be deported and kicked out of the games if they breach rules.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Standard.
Yeah.
Pretty standard.
No gallivanting allowed at Olympic Village. They have to wear masks, even the medal ceremonies and all that.
What about when they're all having sex? Are they going to have to wear masks?
I didn't think that's going to put a halt on their...
I don't think it will.
No. Well, I saw they brought in heaps of condoms as per normal.
Always. Yeah. Every year.
But then banned... sexual encounters. So.
Yes.
Well, they're just still like preparing, I guess.
The athletes absolutely love it.
Yeah, no special cuddles there.
Oh.
This year during the Olympics.
We'll see. Number 6, top 6 at 6, Meghan Markle's children book fails to make the top 50 in its first week, selling only 3,000 copies.
Good.
In your face.
What's on the back page?
Ba-ba-da-ba. Yes, we're doing it for KO. Sport lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. And if you are new to KO, start your 14-day free trial. Hey, Will.
Morning, Troy.
Morning, Will.
Marty, Lauren.
Good morning.
No, Matt.
No, Matt. The week one's having a day off.
No.
He is being responsible.
He is.
He's WFHing.
He's WFHing with his beautiful legs.
On the back page this morning. Justice Hooney defeated Paul Gallen in the much-anticipated fight last night in Sydney.
Have you seen any of it? I haven't seen any of it.
I'll show you the highlights. Yeah, we should have done it in the previous ad break.
Mm.
So the 22-year-old Australian heavyweight champion, he pummeled him.
Pummeled him?
Brutal minutes, I've been told. Ooh. Savage overhand right put the rugby league legend on the canvas. A 10th-round TKO. The ref had to come in and pull them apart because Gallen just kept on going.
Yeah, well, that's what he does.
Yeah. Broke his rib in the second round.
Oh, my God.
And somehow managed to rise to his feet, keep on chugging. It was Rocky-esque from all the reports I've been reading.
But why is he doing that, Paul Gallen? He's had a career in collision sport, and now he's gone from collision sport into the boxing ring.
Yeah.
Does he not want his brain anymore?
Yeah, I know.
39 years old.
I don't get it. I just don't understand, as a family man, why you would put yourself in that position.
Yeah. Quoting Paul Gallen, while he knocked me down fair and square, I thought the referee stopped it early. So
that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you can't rationalise with a guy like that.
No. Yeah.
Paul, stop boxing.
That's right.
Your nose is inside your face. Yeah. That's enough.
He has to blow his nose in his mouth.
Have a rest now.
Oh, give it
Paul,
up.
Paul, why you got all those tissues in your mouth? Oh, you're blowing your nose. Sorry.
So fingers crossed he pulls up okay.
Yes.
Swimming trials last night. I actually caught this.
How did stability cock go? How did stability cock go?
It's different every time.
Because I can never remember it. We're in the moment, I can never remember.
It's stable cock.
It's cook. It's the one thing holding you back from mocking me more about it is that you can't remember his name. Stubblety Cook.
Stubblety Cook.
Stubblety Cook.
Very normal name. No, he was off last night.
No, was he? But
Kate Campbell will get a shot at Olympic redemption in Tokyo after her disappointing 100-metre result in Rio.
That's right.
She qualified for the event last night. She was second to Emma McKeon, who won the race in 52.35. Kate was just behind her. So Kate Campbell becomes the third Australian swimmer to go to four Olympic Games.
And does she really?
That includes Liesl Jones and Emily Seebohm.
So. I didn't realise she was going to her fourth Games.
Yeah.
That's
she's
astounding.
29.
Yeah, she's done very well.
She has done very
well.
Has
she won gold?
No, not individually, I didn't realise.
Yeah, she's sort of, there was a huge amount of disappointment around her at one point.
Well, in Rio, for the 100-metre freestyle, she was the heavy favourite, lane four, and then ended up coming sixth after leading at the turn.
That's right. So God.
It was very disappointing for her, but she hopefully gets another chance to rectify that.
Mm.
And speaking of the Olympics, American track and field star Shelby Houlihan has received a four-year ban after testing positive for nandrolone, which is a banned substance, of course, and she blamed it on a pork burrito.
Is anyone buying it? Little piggy. Is anyone buying the burrito story?
Apparently it's a thing. The World Anti-Doping Agency has noted that eating meats like pig offal can cause presence of the steroid in your system.
Oh, it's like poppy seeds and
and opium.
Opium.
Yeah.
But is there
happened to Elaine?
Yes. Poppy seeds.
Is there a point where they accept that it's the burrito and don't ban her for 4 years?
Yeah, she could miss the 24 Paris Olympics as well.
I mean, she's 4 years, if it turns out it is a burrito.
Yeah. How do you even go back and check that out?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, if she's just saying it's a burrito, but she's been banging up gear like there's no tomorrow, that's a separate conversation.
Totally.
But if she's had a burrito and tested positive to nandrolone.
Yeah. What if you can show the receipt?
From Tex-Mex.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.